wonder if there are interesting facts about Michael Jackson in this book that we're going to talk about right now.
Possibly.
Mind blown, amazing facts about this weird, hilarious, insane world. I am all over this. Matthew Santoro, YouTuber. Can I call you a YouTuber?
Yes, YouTube content creator, whatever you'd like to call me.
Not just a YouTube creator, but a guy who's had over 700 million hits there on YouTube. That's pretty impressive, Matthew.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate that.
Sure.
Well, after this interview, I'm sure it'll go up there in the billions, and it has. Everybody's watching your lists, and now your first book, Mind Blown, Amazing Facts About This Weird, Hilarious, Insane World. Anything about Michael Jackson in here?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? If there was, I wouldn't want to say anything bad about the man, because I have actually made Michael Jackson jokes on my channel before, and let's just say he has some pretty dedicated fans that didn't take too kindly to it. So I only talk kindly about the man now. Rest in peace.
All right. Well, good.
Go on, Wendy.
I was just curious, could you tell us how big a buttload is? Because that's really an amount.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. A buttload is an actual measurement, and people don't realize that. A buttload, I forget exactly how much it is, but it is, in fact, a measurement, and it came from a long time ago. I believe it was from the imperial system when they used to measure whiskey, which is the strangest thing. I believe it's, my goodness, it's a lot of gallons.
About 126 gallons, according to your book. There are so many facts, Matthew, we know you can't remember all of them.
No, I can't. But you know what? What you just did is exactly what I hope for when I put out a YouTube video or when I, you know, when this book comes out, is that I encourage people to do their own research, because there's so many amazing things in this world. And if I give you a fact, my hope is that you'll want to learn more. And that's my goal in everything I do, is to make people, intrigue people, make them want to go out and say, hey, what else is out there, and why is that the way it is? And, you know, Matt's shown me this, but why? And that's what I like to see.
Matthew, I'm going to share a story with you, and then I just saw it come to full term in your book, in Mind Blown. When my daughters were little, the highest thing they could do, like if one of them wanted to prove a point or show that they were telling the truth, they would pinky swear. They would hold their finger up in the air, and that was a pinky swear, and that meant there's no truer truism than the one I'm sharing with you now. I always thought that that was just something that five-year-old girls do, but it turns out in Japan, that's a real thing, huh?
It's a very real thing, yes. And believe me, that's probably the least strange thing that comes out of Japan. there's an entire chapter in this book that I've dedicated to Japan and the Japanese and the rather odd things that come out of that country. It would be, your mind would be blown if I'm not going to give anything away, but you got to read the chapter. It's pretty crazy.
Well, my favorite one there is the underwater roller coaster in Japan.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
It's a regular roller coaster. It starts out like a regular roller coaster, but it looks like the roller coaster is crashing into a lagoon or a lake. But what they've done is they've set up these tunnels, and the roller coaster goes underwater for a while.
I was going to say, because I think you'd drown, would not really be a great ride.
Right, right.
Yeah, and, you know, ideally you don't like to drown on these types of things, but hey, you never know.
All right, I found an interesting fact in here about JFK, that he purchased some Cuban cigars before he signed a treaty that no one else could do trade with Cuba.
Yes, how selfish.
Or smart.
Yeah, or smart. Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, you know, it's obviously he liked his Cuban cigars and he knew what he was going to do. So it's kind of like cashing out on the stock market before you give a bad announcement.
So with all these facts, where did they come from originally, Matthew? Are you scouring the internet? Are you thinking them up? Where do they come from?
Yeah, I have a little genie on my shoulder that just whispers sweet nothings into my ear every day.
Good.
And I just put them into a YouTube video, you know.
But you have to do extensive research to make sure that what you're putting down is accurate, huh?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I on my channel now, I've done well over 2,500 facts. And, you know, it's very necessary when you're doing all of those, especially when you come across the really strange ones, to verify them. And, you know, each fact that I find on the internet is extensively researched to make sure that it's true. I always check at least two sources. And then it gets put into a video, and then, you know, that's when people's minds get blown, because they can tune into my channel every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and know that what they're hearing is in fact true. And I put my sources in, you know, in the description of each video if people want to learn more. And that's exactly what this book is. It's exactly what I do on my YouTube channel. And it's kind of the best of the facts from a YouTube channel and some things you haven't heard yet.
Matthew Santoro on the line with us. I'm a little embarrassed to bring my iPhone into the bathroom and watch your YouTube channel because you never know if people can actually see you out. So it's nice. This is a good bathroom book, and I mean that with the best intent.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right. You know what? My goal when I made this book was to populate bathrooms all over America so that when you do your business, you just see my eyes staring back at you.
Except the book's flagged now. I'm sorry about that.
Ah, that's not good.
Oh, no. The book's flagged. Is that a Seinfeld reference?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Matthew, I know it says in here you have a chapter devoted to your favorite things, and one of them is your favorite celebrity of all time, and that would be Frank Sinatra. Frank had an interesting nickname when he was a child, didn't he?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's you're putting me on the spot now.
I'll give you a hint. It's the name of a movie with Al Pacino.
Oh, my goodness. I love how this is live. And I'm totally...
Is this tough?
Listen, there are so many facts you filter through on
thousands.
A daily basis, on an hourly basis,
I'll
Matthew.
Help you through it. As a child, Frank Sinatra had scars on his mouth from complications
Scarface.
At birth, and he was called, as a child, the other kids lovingly referred to him as Scarface.
Scarface, yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, for some reason I was thinking Old Blue Eyes, but I was like, wait, no, that's not
that
right.
That came later.
That came later, yeah. No, Scarface, that's right. Yeah, yep. Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
And some of these, like I was quizzing Bill on, and you knew the answer, like this one, Bill. The person who designed the modern Frisbee was cremated after he died, and his ashes were molded into Frisbees.
Yes,
didn't
how
we
about
know that?
That? Yeah. Yeah,
isn't that creepy?
Potato chips were, according to legend, were developed by George Crumb, a restaurateur with an annoying customer who kept sending his French fries back to the kitchen, claiming they were much too soggy. Crumb wanted to shut the guy up, so he sliced the potatoes extra thin, fried them over and over, and covered them in salt. Welcome to the world, potato chip.
Right, and it's kind of funny about that one. I really like that fact because I remember when I was researching that, I thought, this can't be true. It can't. This delicious treat that we all like can't be based off something so vindictive. But it's amazing that, you know, something out of something so strange like that out of a story, you know, turned into something that we all enjoy.
The Beatles, one of my favorite entertainment entities of all time, broke up in a very unusual place. Do you know this one? I'm hoping you know this one.
Where they broke up?
Yeah, where were the Beatles when they decided that they would no longer be a band together?
Oh, good Lord. I was not ready for this quiz session.
That's all right. That's all right.
All guys.
Yeah, I only know, well, I already knew this, but I know it's in the book, and I want people to know more about it. The Beatles were actually vacationing at Disney World when they decided they didn't want to be a band anymore.
See, it is not the happiest place on earth.
Not
I'm
for the Beatles.
You
I was going to say, not so much the happiest place on earth. You know, it's funny that we're talking about this because when I research these facts and I make videos about them, I've been, you know, over the course of 6 years now, I've done well over 2,500 different facts on my YouTube channel. And I'll often get people that say, hey, remember in, you know, 50 Amazing Facts number 2, which, you know, was like 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And they'll ask me about some obscure fact that I talked about 3 years ago. And it's funny because in a way I remember these facts, but it's more so I remember the gist of them. I don't always remember the specifics because there have been so many facts, right? So,
Yeah. You
know, when you say things like, what was Frank Sinatra's, you know, nickname as a child, I remember that he had a nickname, but unless, like, I really think about it and I'm not on the spot live on a wonderful radio show.
Or this
no
one.
Pressure, it usually comes to me, yeah.
Right. Now, this one, Matthew, I trust you. I know you do research, but this is one I want you to do just a little bit more research on. It's in the book, but I'm not positive I believe it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It says Marilyn Monroe had a higher IQ than Albert Einstein. Are you positive that's correct?
I fully encourage people to Google that.
That seems hard to swallow a little bit.
And I know, but see, that's the thing about this book is that this is, it's filled with things like that, that's probably from the chapter that's, that can't be true, can
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right.
And yeah, exactly. And that's my favorite chapter is because that chapter is, that in the prologue, the prologue I love because it's all about my life story and it gives people a greater insight into my life and my journey from becoming an accountant all the way to going into an entertainer, a YouTuber, which is totally at opposite ends of the spectrum. But definitely my favorite chapter is the That Can't Be True, Can It? Because it's filled with things like that are just going to make you have to Google it. And that was the entire intention of the book.
Good.
Matthew Santoro on the line with us. My kids subscribed to your channel. I just subscribed as well. And if you do, 3 days ago, Matthew posted something, 10 Unbelievable Crimes Committed by Animals. That's something you should watch. The book is Mind Blown, Amazing Facts About This Weird, Hilarious, Insane World. And Matthew, I have to tell you, this is a lovely little fact to end on, because, you know, sometimes you wake up and your confidence is lacking a little bit. Here's a bonus fact. Other people see you as 20% more attractive than you think you are. Because when you look in the mirror, all you see are your looks, not the whole package, not your personality. So how lovely
that's
is
exactly
that?
Right.
I'm 20% hotter than I think I am right
that?
Now.
That's right. Well, but that holds so true if you think about it. I mean, how many times have you met somebody and, you know, no disrespect, but maybe they're not the greatest looking person, but you talk to them and their confidence and the way that they talk to you, they're so sure of themselves. You're just attracted to that person and you can't really put your finger on it because they might not even be your type, but you just love the way they talk and they draw you in. And so that's why that's true.
Are you playing Pokemon Go? I got to ask you that because the whole world is.
No, I'm not.
You're too busy.
No, I'm not. I'm not because I have an addictive personality and I prefer to spend my time doing YouTube videos and being addicted to that as opposed to finding digital Japanese monsters in a cell phone game. So
you like them even more now, don't you, Bill?
Yeah, a lot more. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So nice to talk to you, Matthew Santoro. Your first book, keep us posted on the book number 2, and I hope you sell a buttload of books. That's what we're hoping for.
I love that. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I really hope you guys enjoy the book. It's available everywhere tomorrow, Amazon, iTunes, your brick-and-mortar stores. It's a bright yellow cover. You're going to notice my bald head at the bottom. It's a nice design.
And follow his YouTube channel as well, Matthew Santoro. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Matthew. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then more stuff coming your way next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.